Paraplegic soldier finishes marathon. A soldier who defied doctors to complete the London Marathon crossed the finish line on May 9, 2009, 13 days after he started the 26.2-mile course. Major Phil Packer was told by medics that he would never walk again after being badly injured in a rocket attack in Basra last February. Today, the 36-year-old, who is a paraplegic after suffering heart and spinal injuries, completed the race. He walked 2 miles a day on crutches after starting with other competitors on April 26. The soldier, who served in Bosnia, Kosovo, and Northern Ireland, hopes to raise £1 million for the soldier's charity, Help for Heroes, and has £370,000 more to raise to hit his charity target. Still undergoing physical rehabilitation at Headley Court in Epsom, that afternoon, Major Packer was greeted by hundreds of well-wishers who lined the final mile of the course. As he crossed the finish line at St. James's Park on the Mall, he said the feeling was bittersweet, coming so soon after more serving soldiers lost their lives in Afghanistan. The soldier dedicated his long walk to all his comrades who have lost their lives or suffered disabling injuries in conflicts across the world and thanked medical staff who helped him achieve his mammoth task. He wrote on his website, "A year ago, I never thought this would be possible, and there are so many to thank. Stanmore Hospital and the MOD, the armed forces have been outstanding to me. I am walking because of them. I know I am very lucky to have this mobility while so many others are not. This is for those who cannot be there tomorrow." He was presented with his London Marathon Finisher's Medal by Sir Steve Redgrave after completing the course. On crossing the finish line, he thanked the public for all their support. He said, "I've walked 52,400 steps, and somebody has walked with me every step of the way, be it a dinner lady, a London taxi driver, or a metropolitan police officer. I've had time to talk to people and have conversations. People have really opened up about their feelings about the services, and it has been humbling." He added, "I wouldn't be standing here now if it wasn't for the staff at Headley Court. I feel that I am very lucky so many people I met along the way are more injured than I am." Major Packer has already rode the English Channel in just over 15 hours and completed a skydive as part of his fundraising efforts. Next month, Major Packer will attempt to climb El Capitan in Yosemite National Park in California, and he intends to complete 4,000 pull-ups over a series of days in order to reach his fundraising target. "The aim is that by then, I will have completed my target and will be able to hand over £1 million to Help for Heroes." He added, "The greatest realization I've had doing the marathon is that regardless of what happens to you in life, there are still major goals you can set yourself and major achievements to be made. My injury is not a disability to me anymore. It's all about what I can do, not about what I can't do. That feeling is very strong." He will return to duty with the Army in July, but revealed a real interest has opened up in me about disability sport. "I now feel a part of two families, the Army and the disability community. I have been developing an idea, and it is still only an idea, of perhaps helping to develop disability sport across the Army."